that. How do you get the squid ink? Whose job is that?
I'm sure it's mine.
No, I mean, how do you actually get it?
Like, who milks the squid?
I milk the squid.
Right, yeah. No, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like,
so all you gotta do is scare them, right?
All my fishermen friends.
It's a defense.
What does it come out of?
Their ass, I don't know. Their squid.
It's
their ink ass. Their ink bladder.
That's their defense. It's their defense mechanism.
Yeah, all you gotta do.
What part of their body does it come out of?
The bottom.
Did you say ink ass? Their mouth area, I guess.
Ew.
Or their ink mouth.
Whatever. So their mouth is also the ink ass?
I don't think
sure.
so. I don't think it's...
No?
Wow.
You guys like, have smartphones. Their... Don't you have a diagram of this silly...
So who'd have guessed we'd ever be discussing squid anatomy?
I used to cut them up for fish bait. I don't know.
I've eaten... well, calamari is squid. Yeah. I mean, but we dissected... No, well, it is. I was going to say I've eaten squid, and I was like, well, it's actually not that uncommon. I dissected a squid in, like, first or second grade, and then we cooked it and ate it.
Wow.
This is kind of, weird.
Waste not.
I didn't think it was weird at the time, but now, like, looking back as an adult, I'm like, that's kind of weird.
Was that the advanced class?
I don't know. Well, I went to 12th and Marion in Reading. So, okay. I mean... Did a weird thing.
Was it a real squid?
I was going to say, was it squid?
No, it was a squid.
That's what they told you anyway. You're in third grade.
Yeah, I don't. I could be wrong. Maybe it was a dream. I have no idea. But
ink ass.
Real dream. Hashtag ink ass.
Octothorpe.
Oh, my. Yes. What happens when we hit the 8%?
Here we got.
Squid
anatomy.
Where does
ink come from? They have ink sacs next to their rectum, right?
Ink ass.
That's what it said.
So I was right.
Where is it? One is behind the thigh.
Eyes.
Eyes.
Squid thighs.
I have these noise-canceling headphones. I can't hear. Talk into the microphone. You can use it
to put your own ink, too. Noelle had a really good idea. Name a beer ink ass.
There you go.
Behind its
eyes.
And then behind its brown eye.
You can make your own computer ink.
You can make computer ink from squid ink.
There you go.
Sounds cost effective.
Yeah. You heard it here first.
First you have to have a squid.
If you have money to burn.
There's a YouTube video.
No, there is not a YouTube video about harvesting squid ink.
Oh, there you go.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
We need a tank in here for the kids.
Well, we can convert our cold liquor into a
squid.
You can serve it with like a twist of squid ink. Would you like a twist of squid ink?
It's like a Berliner Weiss. Oh my gosh.
And you can choose the squid. Milk
Does
it
the
yourself?
Squid have to be alive to get the ink?
It has to be dead.
Oh, it has,
oh,
to,
it has
be
to be dead,
dead to
or
get
scared.
The
ink. Possibly aroused.
PETA would be here pretty quick.
Yes.
PETA would be here very quick.
Wow.
Oh,
Peter, my kid.
There were no squids harmed in the making of this episode. Yes,
that we know of.
You know what's funny? This whole squid bit's probably going to end up being an outtake.
Totally.
But we should totally put in the description, no squids were harmed. And nobody who listens to the episode would have any idea unless they
that
hear the outtake.
That should be your quote at the end.
There you go.
I just searched for quotes, but I like that.
This
so
was
much
way better. And then people would be like, what?
They would have no idea, except for the super awesome people who get the newsletter.
What if we did that at the end of every episode now?
Those squids were harmed. Those squids were harmed recording this episode. That might become a
this
thing.
This could be the start of something new.
You guys may have been here at the birth of
that,
a thing.
That's kind of even better than being on the soundboard.
That is, yeah.